In 12 more sleeps, we get to share gifts with our chosen families, or the ones that God lovingly placed us with, or both if we're lucky. In 12 more sleeps, many of us will get to eat casseroles and rich, sweet foods and everything that you can possibly imagine while completely ignoring the cries of submissions from our stomachs. Yeah. In 12 more sleeps, we get to wake up and celebrate a very special birthday, the birthday of one of God's greatest gifts to mankind. And in 12 more sleeps, we'll be reminded, as we have been since the week of Thanksgiving, that we need to love like Jesus loves, give like Jesus gave, and just do all the good stuff that Jesus did. Right. In 12 more sleeps, we'll spend more time purposefully thinking of Jesus, celebrating him, and spreading the cheer and joy of his season more than some of us have all year long. But in 40 more sleeps, I want to still be celebrating. And in 70 more sleeps, I want to still be kind and giving. And in 148 more sleeps, I want to still be sharing the love of Jesus with somebody and telling them how absolutely amazing he is, and not just because it's his birthday. Imagine if people only loved us or talked kindly about us on our birthdays. But one more thing, after every sleep, more so than living or loving like Jesus or spreading the good word, I want to live like Mary. After every sleep, I want to wake up and trust. I want to wake up and trust what God has in store for me. After every sleep like Mary, I want to trust the words that I am given, trust the path that is laid before me, trust that even when things shouldn't make sense, shouldn't happen, and could leave me alone and stranded, that he is with me. Amen. I want to love my family fiercely and support them on the paths that God has chosen for them. I don't just want to celebrate. I want to decide to be like Mary and to love like Jesus and to believe like only a child can and see the magic of Christmas for what it really is all year long. In 12 more sleeps, I wish the same for you. Merry Christmas.
The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords came to a world made weary by sin, a world torn by war and darkened by hate. This sin separated us from our Creator, God Almighty, and His ways. Humanity was lost and cried out for healing, for restoration, for peace, peace with God and peace with each other. We had one hope, an ancient promise that peace would come, that God, in all his glory, would be here among us, that the light of the world would overpower darkness, bringing salvation to our broken world and redemption to our hopeless humanity. Faithful seekers of God have long awaited and foretold the coming of this peace. They searched earnestly for signs pointing to it, because the Spirit of God in them cried out that reconciliation between God and humankind was on the way. As they searched for these signs, they testified that a child would be born who would be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. This is the peace. A child to be born that would reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness forever. He is our peace. And then the time comes. Salvation for all nations was coming to the world. What creation and humanity had longed for was now on the horizon. God's plan for redeeming the whole world was in the works.
Hermosas las estrellas, la noche cuando nació el Salvador. El mundo envuelto estuvo en sus querellas, hasta que Dios nos mandó un Salvador.
Proclaim His power and
God sent word by the angel Gabriel to a maiden named Mary that she had found favor with God and that she would give birth to a son conceived by the Holy Spirit. Gabriel told Mary to name the child Jesus and that he would be called the Son of the Most High. Mary was engaged to Joseph, to whom Gabriel had also confirmed that the child Mary would bear would be the Son of God and would save all people from their sin. The child, the promise, our peace.
Thank you.
While Mary was still pregnant, Caesar Augustus took a census of the entire Roman world. Everyone went to his hometown to register. Since Joseph was a descendant of David, he had to travel to the town of Nazareth, to Bethlehem, the town of David. Mary went with him on his journey. When Mary and Joseph were in Bethlehem, the time came for the baby to be born. There were no vacant rooms in the inn and no place for them to go besides a stable. So there, in the stable, Mary gave birth to her son, Jesus. She wrapped him in a blanket and laid him in a manger that was in the stable. There were sheep herders camping in the neighborhood where Jesus had been born, and they set night watches over their sheep. Suddenly, God's angel stood among them, and God's glory blazed all around them. They were terrified. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. I'm here to announce a great and joyful event that is meant for everybody worldwide. A Savior has just been born in David's town, a Savior who is Messiah and Master. This is what you're to look for, a baby wrapped in a blanket and laying in a manger." Suddenly, a huge angelic choir singing God's praises joined the angel. "Glory to God in the heavenly heights, peace on earth and goodwill to men."
Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. In Bethlehem in Israel, the precious babe was born. And laid within a manger upon this precious morn, the Mary's nothing taking scorn. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
As the angel choir withdrew into heaven, sheep herders talked it over. Let's get over to Bethlehem as fast as we can and see for ourselves what God has revealed to us. They left, running, and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. Seeing was believing. They let loose, glorifying and praising God for everything that they had heard and seen. It turned out exactly the way they'd been told. They told everyone they met about what they had seen and heard.
Thank you.
Born is the King of Israel, King of all creation. As the story goes, it proved hard for some to grasp the mystery that in this little baby existed the fullness of the eternal God. Many rejected the notion that the creator and sustainer of the universe had been born to a girl named Mary and slept in a manger in a Bethlehem stable. But the birth of Jesus is not the end of the mystery. In fact, it is only the beginning. Jesus' birth, Christmas, set in motion a chain of events that will leave the landscape of earth and humanity changed forever. Prisoners are released. The blind receive sight. Burdened and battered hearts are comforted and set free. All of humanity is once and for all at peace with God Almighty. The Apostle Paul said it in this way: "This mystery has been kept in the dark for a long time, but now it's out in the open. God wanted everyone to know its riches and glorious secret inside and out, regardless of their background, regardless of their religious standing. The mystery, in a nutshell, is just this: Christ is in you, so therefore you can look forward to sharing in God's glory. Truly, God has come to live with us and in us. Nothing will ever be the same. Peace has come to earth and to our hearts. God's favor is given to all men and women."
And while they were eating, Jesus took the bread and gave thanks and broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which was broken for you." And then he took the cup and he gave thanks for it and offered it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of it. This is the blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sin. I tell you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine again until the day when I drink anew with you in my Father's kingdom."
There's only one way to God, one way to heaven, and it's through his Son, Jesus. El camino, la verdad y la vida. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. How do you do it? A, accept him as your Lord and Savior. B, believe in your heart that he raised Christ from the dead. And C, confess him. And that's it. What I'd like to do right now is just to pray the sinner's prayer. If you would just bow your heads for a second. Let everybody pray with me. If you've never prayed this, it'll be your first time. This is how you would actually accept Christ as your Savior. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for coming. Thank you for dying. Thank you for rising from the dead. I believe you died for me. And I accept you as my Savior. Please come into my heart. Please change my life. Live inside of me. In Jesus' name, amen.